Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down.
What?
We ain't come here to sit down. Let's go, y'all. Baby, baby.
This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Thank you.
real people too. We like the birds and the bees, but we'd rather die on our feet and keep living on our knees.
Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down. I'm your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And joining me in the hosting skybox for the festivities of the evening, it is our own All-Star Game, our own Super Bowl. This is our own Epiphany Radio Championship. Ladies and gentlemen, the MVP of the evening, I give to you the Dark Knight, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, Mr. DSP himself, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son. What is good with you, my brother?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. The privilege of poetry and prose has always gone to that mellow fellow. You know the light-skinned dream that makes every woman's toes curl, the cat with that French vernacular, the brother that's spectacular. You know him, ladies. Hazel eyes and bald head, all that beard and that pretty smile. He is that one that we call. You know what it is, because it's electric. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Poetic.
Van Meadows, how you doing, bro?
Oh, man, I couldn't be better. Man, with an introduction like that, whoo!
Come on,
how
man!
You, doing, bro?
You know good and
doing,
well. I can't give you no, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce you to Van Meadows. I can't do that. No, this is my brother from another mother. I mean, this is my
listen. If this was Hollywood Shuffle, I would be the cat talking about Van, and I'm like, this is my brother, baby. You gotta make sure my brother's cool, baby. Hey, listen, you can say what you want about my poetry, baby, but you can't talk about my brother, baby. Oh, Van Meadows, it's on you, baby. I got you from over here, daddy. Don't touch me. I'm hanging with Van. Don't touch me.
Yeah, baby, you know what it is.
Baby,
ladies and gentlemen, if you should happen to be listening in online, let me be the first to let you know the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1. If you're already here and you have not done so, and you would love to be a part of this dynamic show called The Get Down, I suggest you go ahead and press 1 so we know that you want to get down. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
I got mine.
You got yours?
I got mine.
You got yours.
You know, I don't even care they got this, man. I got mine. You got, and I know you got yours. So we good.
You know I got mine.
We good. They got to catch up.
We good over here.
They got to catch up.
Definitely got to catch up. And ladies and gentlemen, the way that you catch up is you reach out to the CEO of Raw Links, who is also the CEO of this here fine network called Epiphany Radio, one author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet, Douglas. Let him know, hey, For Real. Hey, brother, I need you to lace me with some of those Raw Links. But just tell them thank you for Epiphany Radio. Hey, thanks goes a long way. Just let somebody know you appreciate it. Now,
yeah, stop playing.
Why send?
Uh-huh.
Can you let everybody know what's going on the Get Down tonight? What is happening in the Get Down tonight?
Listen, man. I ain't want to go there because you know I could go there. But I ain't want to go there, but I could go there. But I'm going to go there because you know I could go there. Y'all know what February is. It's a special time of month. Now, you hear people say they gave us the shortest year. Those are people that don't know what this month means. They can say, oh, well, we only get to celebrate for the shortest period of time. They misunderstanding what this is. This is BHM. This is Black History Month. And if we're going to do it correctly, man, let's make a small correction and remind the listening audience that Black History Month starts January 1 and ends December 31st. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to tell the audience what it is.
Ooh,
so,
you better,
that being
oh,
the case, I'm here to tell them, man. Let's not play. I'm here to let y'all know. Starting January 1st, this is how we get down. All the way to December 31st is how we get down. But tonight, my dear creative, tonight, I need a favor from you. Please, I need you all to pretend that Black History Month was the most beautiful thing you've ever seen, male or female. And tonight, we want you to write a love letter to Black History. I don't care about your nationality. I don't care about a family background. We wanted you to write a love letter to Black History. Can you do that for us? Can you do that for me and Van? Write a love letter. Tacular as you poets are, and we know you're out there because you're listening. Can you please write a love letter to Black History? That's all I'm asking. That's all Van is asking. And we don't ask for too much on the Get Down, do we, Van? Van? Yo, Van.
I am here, my brother. I am
Vinny, what happened to Van's mic? Van, where you at? Are you here?
I'm right here, bro. I'm right here. There was a little technical difficulty. Vinny, I told you I didn't want a mic from last week. Please.
I keep telling him, when these mics are broken, do not bring us broken mics anymore. You think the guy would, even after getting a 3% raise, that he would remember that. But no. Vinny wants to be his own man. But that's okay. Okay, I'm going to talk to the union chief. We'll figure this out, man. But I'm glad you're good.
Okay.
Because Vinny.
For Vinny, everybody is replaceable.
See, I told him that last year when we fired everybody but kept him. And we only kept Vinny because he knows how to work the microphones. And he does the light, you know, and some of the sisters think he's kind of cute and whatnot. But I'm like, hey, listen, like Van said, everybody is replaceable.
Absolutely.
Just because you slip with those lights don't mean we can't find nobody else, Vinny. What do you mean stop threatening you? No one threatens you. I just told you, come on. We need you. So stop it. Go have a coffee. That's your boy, man.
Vinny, go.
Just have
I know
coffee.
One thing. Y'all better make sure these spotlights is working on the stage tonight. Because I got a feeling. Ooh, I got a feeling. By the time we conclude this show, I think everybody's going to be in love with Black history. What do you think?
They going to be in love. Remember that old school hip-hop? Not hip-hop. That old school R&B joint that said, I found love. Since I found you, I'm in love with you. Yeah,
yeah. They're going to do that.
So, my brother. You ready to step in the spotlight and give your love letter to Black History, man? Are you ready?
You know what? Because it's you, bro, you already know I'm locked and loaded. Okay?
My brother, let me get out the way.
I'm prepared.
Spotlight, please. Spotlight. And brother, go ahead and get on down.
Okay. Vinny, you did good with that milk. Good looking out. Dear Black History, shackled memories of times and events we may never know. We hear stories but can't imagine sleeping on the dark floor. You told us stories so that we won't forget. You gave us soothsayers and poets and musical notes to write our emotions on. We heard things in black and white and saw signs of our abuse in black and white. With no Lone Ranger in sight, but we saw it in black and white, and we just carried on. We sang songs and dreams and mountaintop promised lands and perfect promotional pixels with blind eyes that were turned away from our tragedies. But these are our stories. Our story is global. Our contributions are like controlled substances. We happen to be the drug of choice for many colonizers and gentrifiers. We survived horrible tales and wails and sung songs that were so strong. And we sung love songs that feel like satanic sing-alongs. Because in this skin, sometimes it feels like help is never on the way. And they hate the thought of our dedication and where it came from, knowing that we would rather die than give us any reparations. I can see the hypocrisy as we live with this conspiracy of who we want us to be. And even when you see me, you see the greatness in me. You can't take that light away from me. You see, I'm one of the most powerful pieces of light. And I'm just asking you to follow me. I've loved you ever since you were introduced to me, and ever since the beginning, you've become a part of me, and it's because of you that I am a better rendition of myself constantly. I write this for you because I love you, and it's because of you that I am Black History. J. Rob, the Wise Son, welcome to A Deeper Shade of Soul.
Woo! My brother. Y'all hear this? It's because of you. Because of you. That's powerful in itself. It's because of you, Black History. Well, I said this is a beautiful piece, bro. I love this love letter, man. I love it. Love it, bro.
My man, I appreciate
phenomenal
you,
writer,
man.
Bro.
Thank you so very much.
Finally, a piece that I could say that I did not write. So thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't pay attention to Van. The only reason he didn't write my piece is because he woke up late for work and then he couldn't get it in. But normally, y'all know what it is. Y'all hear the writing. I'm not that good. I'm gonna take this one. This one. Van gave me a couple of days to work on, so it came out pretty nice. So thank you so very much, Van. But wait. You don't. I'm not good with the accolades. I'm not doing that. However, my good brother, you know how we do. Are you?
You ready to open the mic?
Ready to give your own?
That's what we do. We ready to open the mic. You ready to open the mic?
No. Vinny. If he touches the boards, turn them off. The blue button. If he touches any of the buttons, turn them off. Van.
Okay. All right.
Before Vinny touches, before he touches, I need you to get on down.
Appreciate you, bro. Excuse me. Let me light this candle. Let me pour you a glass of wine. For some reason, during this whole relationship, you found a way to believe in me, shown me time and time again so I can see how the history of your love is so marvelous, outlining my every past and present achievement. Through the eyes of others, our future together is evident. The words and acts of service demonstrates a sincere dedication, creating this harmonious matrimony in our love's timeline with no condemnation. You just see me for who I am and what I will become. I am black and I am proud to be the one you can run to for a favorable outcome. My soul yearns for the passion you provide. Many years I've wondered why you love me so much, and on the inside, my heart beats and pumps enough blood to help revitalize the very communities for good. While evil tries to tear our relationship apart, but from the day I was born, our connection was birthed from the very start. Our love language became a universal thing. 365 is who we are, black with everything. While the USA gives our love 28 days and put our achievements on display. But you and I got more than a thing going on. So come on, with me as I prepare this meal, light more of these candles to help symbolize that our love is real. So Black History, this is my formal love letter to let you know, with my fist in the air, all we are, all we are going to do is get better. I love you. I love you. From the mind of Poetic.
Now, y'all know, I be giving this brother a hard time. Unfortunately, tonight is not that. I can't bust your chops on this. This was absolutely dope. You took Black History to dinner and poured your accolades all over the things that she's done for you. Brother, this was very, 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 very well written. I like this a lot.
Thank you.
Many years
I've
wondered why you love me so much. On the inside, my heart beats and pumps enough blood to help revitalize the very communities for good while evil tries to tear our relationship apart. Brother, that right there, that's a masterpiece of writing right there. That is an absolute masterpiece. I love this piece a whole lot, man.
I appreciate you. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you for taking the clips and, you know, putting it together and, you know, taking it for what it is and just telling me, hey, read this just like this. So I read it just the way you wrote it, brother. So thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got a confession to make. And y'all ain't going to hear me give confessions when it comes to poetry too often. Just understand what you're about to hear from me happens once, maybe twice, maybe four times in a blue moon. And I got a confession. I got to say it. So thank you, Ben. And, you know, I got to tell him, Ben. I didn't write this shit. This was all Ben.
What?
This one was all Ben Metal, ladies and gentlemen. This is all Ben. I'm not that wicked with the pen. Don't let him fool you. I'm okay because he tells me what to write. But this piece that's all from the mind of Poetic. That right there. That's an old school piece of writing. When they go, That's right there. That boy good. They hear J Rob and they go, yeah, he all right.
But then they hear Poetic and they go, ooh, man. Whew. Boy, you lucky you is married. Ooh-wee. Writing that kind of poetry. I'll be Black History for you, Daddy. They just say, nice piece, J-Rob. Van Meadows, they like, And you light-skinned it, and bald-headed it. Ooh, and you poetic. Writing that kind of, I'll be Black History, Daddy.
No,
so
bro,
it just
that,
hit me in the comment section. It was like, is he really light-skinned? Yes, he's light-skinned. Does he really speak French? Yes. He speaks French. Not like okay, like really good. You know, I say French fries. Ben says French poetry. And just to let y'all know, that will be coming down the road.
That is coming down the road. That's definitely coming down the road.
That is coming down the road, y'all. Watch yourselves. But this, my brother, was an absolutely exquisite piece. I'm a little jealous because you got some lines in here that I wish I wrote. But nonetheless, the entire piece is absolutely awesome. Salute.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, man. Enough about me, man. I want to hear somebody else's love letters to Black History. I want to hear some intense work because the lineup is pretty thick tonight, man. And I am so excited to be back. So we can hear some of this dynamic poetry from these dynamic artists who I am proud to say are my family, are my friends, but more than that, they too are a part of Black History. So let's get at it. First artist on the mic, we have our good brother, DSR's own Rebel P. Jones is in the building. Rebel, what's good with you, bro?
Man. Hey, what's going on? It's good to hear you guys. You guys are fantastic, by the way.
Man, that's all Van Meadows. I'll take the accolades. You know that's Van Meadows, man.
Now, I need you guys to do me a favor and bring in Gwen C. We're doing a piece together tonight.
Oh, shucks. Oh, man, it's about to be...
Oh.
Folks, ladies and
y'all
gentlemen,
in for a treat. Y'all in for a treat.
Gwen C. Hey, Gwen C.
Hey, this was a huge freaking honor to be able to. Gwen freaking C. Oh, wow. Is he saying yes to collabing? Incredible. I can't wait for this.
No, the honor is mine. Thank you so much. Hey, y'all. Look.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, we want to be transparent, okay? We want to get right to it because y'all know I get right to things. It's a very a very abstract piece. We did not write to the theme, but we think because it's an abstract piece that there might be some elements that work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it poetry?
It's poetry.
Then I just want to hear the poetry. I don't care. And it's coming from two of my favorite people. I don't care.
No, say that
again. No, you know I love y'all.
Yes, we
But we get into it. You know I got to say thank you for waking up today, fellas, and Gwen, and all the listeners out there.
Thank you for waking
up
today,
sir.
Without question. Look. Hold on, man. Let me strap myself into my seat. Let me clear the room. Everybody,
you might
out.
Do that. This is gonna be a ride, man. This is gonna be a ride.
Y'all are crazy, but I got sure. I got sure. Because if y'all want to send us to the back of the line and we write a Black History poem, we will.
No.
Like, what the hell did she do?
No.
For?
The big
We're
thing,
do it
girl.
Right now. That's funny.
So, wise son, would you do the honors? And
No. Please, Ben. I'm trying to get the seatbelt on. Would you do it, please? No,
okay,
Ben,
okay,
the black one.
Oh, crazy as shit.
This dude here.
Hey, man, we're going to have a serious conversation about Vinny. We got to have a talk to him after the show. Vinny, after the show.
We do it, now,
he heard Gwen C's voice and got nervous, man.
Rebel P. Gwen C. Man, look at that. I must be a poet or something. Rebel P. Gwen C. Hey, if y'all are ready, we want y'all to go ahead and get on down.
Let's get down. Let's be water, gleaming and glittering in the deep cradle of creation.
Death drowned me.
With silence whispers.
Because it wants to resuscitate me.
There lies a substance so pure and so deep.
It flows over me to soften me so it can inject me, ink me back to life, ink jet a new set of prints on my newly moving fingertips.
Its being bears the elixir of life in streams and in creeks, but also you and me.
Life's secrets heal time, heal my ups and downs, sorrows and sins, internal valleys deep like oceans, hidden mountains, hills we can't see, yet daily another world survives, moves across them.
It's essential in order to be the rhythm of currents laid out musical secrets.
I spoke to the sand, tongue-tied it into a castle.
I feel it as I dip my foot in.
Breach its security.
Blended and fused.
Watched waves shallow around.
With its wetness.
While staying deeply focused.
I further submerge, baptizing the sins of the day away, cleanse itself.
Water gives us names, spells them out in salt, leaves souls painted across earth's canvas, relaxed and rebellious, allows me to leave my struggle, rebellion, I rebelled easily.
The reflection turned into ominous stares and smiles back at me. The ripples distorted my image.
Mine been gone so long.
For the first time.
Going against grain made easy, breathing against pain made wheezy, exhaling poem's last line made breezy.
Frantically, words that seem to be rationed to me.
Trying to end poem.
During this meditation.
I reveled in how I revealed my soul.
It's not relaxing to me, anxiety takes over.
I leveled the devil.
Along with the physical pain.
Left him alone.
Like the flesh was being torn away.
Cause he be death? No, I'd rather die for me.
It was excruciating, aching as I began to dematerialize.
Not so he can resuscitate me for his pleasure, but so I can be reborn, remade, rebirthed.
My voice has been silenced and my physical self transmuted to the shape of water as it takes shape of.
Death be chosen, my recent endeavor.
The crevice in life that we all flow through.
Death be my choice to ensure I no longer recognize familiarity.
Come be water with me. Let me show you.
Seaweed dangles for me as I stay afloat. What used to strangle me now chokes, trying to get to the line. But my ink therapy fills all lines. My stroke smooth a crinkled page. My tears bond a ripped page. Protected, sealed in a bottle, no longer suppressed inside me. Thoughts thrown into freedom, floating at sea.
Come be water with me. Peace.
In peace.
This is so good. This is so good.
Hats off to
you
Rebel
know,
for the topic.
You know in our chat, someone said that y'all are definitely invited to the cookout.
Well, we thank you.
And you know, as soon as I have this big cookout this summer, you're definitely invited. So I don't care what you got to do, clear schedule. Make sure you get here. But
appreciate that.
This piece, the way that you crafted it, the way that you delivered it and how y'all complimented each other back and forth in the piece. And this is what I love about a collab, is when it's that back and forth. This is amazing. Yo, I can't wait to hear the replay of this right here. Because y'all were on fire. Y'all were dynamic. And remember, you got that come be water with me. Man, bro, I'm about to say, yo, hey, let me empty my cup, bro. Let me empty my cup.
But you know, when I asked Gwen, I asked Gwen, would she collab with me? And when she said yes, I knew, like, we got to do something different and interesting, man. This isn't just another collab with just two other poets. Like, this is fucking Gwen C, man. Like,
she's high standard.
You know what I mean? Like, so I was like, we got to do something.
Because I love his voice. I love Rebel's voice. He's one of my two favorite voices in poetry. And here's the thing, y'all. I know y'all got a line, but he sent me the piece like a day after I said yes. And when I saw the topic, I was like so fucking intimidated. I can't write this. How am I going to do this? And I sat on it for 5 days. And then finally, because I had just started my new job, I sat on it for 5 days, and finally I just wrote it. And I was like, damn, I was so happy that what he sent. At first, I was extremely intimidated by it.
Oh man, wise son, please don't let me do all the talking, please.
Rebel P. Jones got a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you still have that challenge coin?
Yes, sir. On my desk next to my workspace where I do my writing and my schoolwork.
And you remember why I gave that to you, right?
Yes.
I meant every word of why I gave that to you. And that stays from that day to this day and beyond. So you already know, how heavy we are as family.
You know what, Jay? I know we could go a year without talking and catch back up immediately. So I ain't even worried about
Absolute.
It.
Absolute. Gwen C.
I love you, bro.
And I love you twice as much. Gwen C., beloved, still got that book you put together that we talked about?
Of course.
The Talking of JP.
Of course.
You have some exceptionally beautiful pieces in there.
Thank you.
And just the mere fact that you would write something like that lets me know exactly how heavy of a poet you are, but you need to understand that I will love you until God says, John, it's time to come home.
Oh,
you are an absolute awesome poet, and I appreciate what you bring to the table of poetry. The two of you combined are absolutely phenomenal. And I'm a little jealous because now I got to do a collab with the both of y'all now. But nothing will ever top what I just heard right now. I don't care what we write. It'll never top this. This was absolutely masterful. And I agree with Van. This was done exactly the way it's supposed to. And I love what you brought. Thank you both from the bottom of my heart. That's
Thank
how
you
start the show.
Oh, man.
Thank
Even
you,
though I don't like Van, but thank y'all.
We appreciate the space, as always.
Yes, thank you for allowing us to bring this to your space.
Thank you, bro.
Oh, man, thank you for bringing
it, beloved.
Man. Absolutely. Now, because y'all are the first here, y'all got to go set up a tone on the Get Down Dance Floor. So without further ado, I'm going to usher you over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that you can continue to party over there and stick around. And
I'm
going to
slide my two left feet that way.
Hey, bud, that's it, man. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Gwen C., thank you so much as well. You know how I feel about
thank
you and
both.
Your work.
Thank you, Rebel.
One love,
appreciate
one mic, y'all.
Thank you, Gwen. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
One love, one mic.
One love,
one,
love,
one mic.
Wow. Bruh. What a way to kick off the show. What a way to kick off the show. Let's keep this party going.
That's what I'm saying.
Next
Let's
up,
go.
Next up, on the mic, we have Epiphany's own one half host of the Divas. Divas Talk. You know the one. Wednesday night. Like last night. Come on now, don't act like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mrs. VIP. Welcome to the Get Down.
Well, hello, J. Robin Van. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. I was drinking water. Say that again. Say that again, beloved. Say that again.
Say what? Hello, J. Robin Van.
No, what did you? There you go. There you go. Hey, VIP. How you doing, girl?
Yeah, here we go.
I'm fine.
We can't even get into the show good. We can't even get into the show good.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. Y'all are funny.
Good to hear your voice, girl. It's so good to hear you. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. It's good to hear
good
you.
To hear
yes,
you.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Later on, you'll understand why I'm so happy when you called in.
All right.
Go ahead, J-Rob.
However. No. Well, ladies and gentlemen, to those of you who haven't been listening to Get Down since day one, normally when someone calls this show, they always say, hello, Van. Hey, Poetic. Hi, J-Rob. Hey, Poetic. Hi, John. Hey, Van. Good. I'm Van. Hi, J-Rob. So it just makes me giggle all over and feel all warm and tingly inside when somebody calls and they say hello to J-Rob first. Let the chocolate boy wonder know he loved. You know what I mean? So when y'all call in and say that, brother, just especially during Black History Month, you know, brother, get all tingly inside. I be feeling like superstar Billy Graham with the 24-inch pythons and just say, you know what? Woo! It feels so good to be me. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Don't laugh
well,
at me, Van.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Ms. VIP, it is my turn. So you know what it is. It's all Black History, love. So Van and I going, me, Van, and Vinny, we're going to get out the way. Vinny wanted to say something to you because he wants to flirt with you, and I like you're a married woman because he thinks your voice is
that's
sexy.
Right.
I'm like, she's married. Leave her alone. Leave her alone, Vinny. Vinny a handsome dude, but he don't qualify. However,
right.
We would love for you to write a love letter to Black History. And if you don't mind. We're going to step to the side and let you get.
Thank you. I hope this suffices. Dear Black History, what I love about you is how our ancestors lived so we could. Yet we still endure racism, prejudice due to the color of our skin. But the best thing I love about you is the fact I lived long enough to see the first Black president, a Black vice president too. Yet the problems we still face are tough. I remember my grandfather wearing a blazer, slacks, black shoes, with a red long napkin draped on his left arm. He worked in a yacht club for the rich Caucasians, and his father was like the house manager. Their strength runs through me. I love you, Black History. You've brought us far. I believe we have more to go. The blatant hatred towards us is heartbreaking. Yet you, Black History, still keeps us standing. I love you for all the things you did for us as a people. And thank goodness for civil rights. You showed me so much love during my life. Also, all the inventions you helped us make. Do you really know how much I love you? Did you know on the download, everyone wants to be like us? But many are misguided by hate and fake superiority. And I am loving you more each day. Because we can always look back on you to teach our children and let them know giving up isn't an option. And whatever you do, be the best at it. Most of all, Black History is that every day one of us graduated from a college, university, invented something, wrote something, or sang something the world would know forever. Yes, believe it, Black History is true. Forevermore, I'll always love you. And that's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. I like that. That's a very intimate piece to Black History and holding America accountable, if I'm hearing this correctly. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
I like this a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm still giddy because she said J-Rob first, but this piece I really do enjoy.
I knew he was going to say that. I know my brother. I know my brother now.
He definitely knows his brother, ladies and gentlemen. So, Van Meadows, what do you think about this piece?
Hey, man, this is exactly why I was excited for this show. This kind of poem right here. She also took, and she gave a disclaimer before I say that. She gave a disclaimer that said that she hopes this suffices. So I already knew it was going to be good the moment she said that. And there were some lines in here that really made it personalized, a personalized love letter in the poetry. And I think I don't want us to miss the point that just because it's poetry, the meaning is there. I don't want us to miss the meaning because it's poetry. And this is one of those pieces where you definitely cannot miss the meaning because she done it so beautifully, so eloquently. And she made it sexy and sultry, even though she wasn't trying to. Even though she wasn't trying to.
No.
And that's what I love about the piece and about her delivery. Thank you, Mrs. VIP.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was.
And I'm not holding against you that, you know, I'm not holding against you that J-Rob, he said him first.
Okay.
I'm not holding
well, thank you.
You.
Yeah. Okay.
I won't do that.
All right.
Before
we
send you over to the Get Down dance floor, if you don't, can you let everybody know?
I don't mind at all.
What you have going on?
Man, her voice is back. You hear that, sis? You're like, I don't mind at all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Her voice is back. You're like, oh, I don't mind at all. I'll do anything you want. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You speak your sweetheart. My bad.
Okay. All right. Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are hosting Divas Talk. And we have great music, awesome poetry. And sometimes we even jump on a topic or two. So you'll know the day of. You'll know normally it's open mic, but we do it and we do it well. So y'all stop on in every Wednesday evening and join us. Back to you, gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm good. Her voice is back there. She's just like, oh, come on. I'm like, I'm all right, man. My nipple ring was like, she's back, daddy. I was like, you damn Skippy. Don't mind me.
No, I won't.
I'm just trying to find something to do.
Yeah, I got it. But I'm going to two-step over.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
One love, one mic.
And remember to take your
one love, one mic, boys. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor, that is Mrs. VIP. Next up on the mic, we have another favorite, another brother. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Double A, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin. What's good with you, my brother?
What's happening, fellas?
Salute,
oh,
King.
Man, it's a
how
beautiful
are you?
Day, brother. Good to hear you. Hello?
I'm still here.
wise son.
Right.
We love Jehovah music.
I'm right here. I don't know what happened. I'll just say hello. Hey, man, technology ain't perfect.
Look. He gave us the elevator jazz music.
My bad. I don't know what happened.
I was like, wow,
I don't know
brother,
what happened. Ladies and gentlemen, please forgive the brother. But you know, I'm so happy that even my communication device went left because it's Anthony Arnold on the mic. My bad, y'all. My bad. But
oh
that wasn't J-Rob. My bad. You wasn't supposed to hear the game show music. That's my bad. That's worse than snoring. And y'all hearing the game show music.
Oh, my God.
I was like, brother, get his own musical intro. I was like, okay,
right. Yeah, give it to him.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all can't say it ain't fun to get down. Come on now.
I was kind of under the weather, but that kind of peaked a brother up.
I know that's right, man. Talk about it.
My bad. Hey,
it didn't bother me at
all.
That's all right. Hey, listen, I got Anthony Arnold to give a very hearty laugh. That was worth it. That was absolutely worth
it. Yes, sir. Hey,
go ahead, man.
Kingpin, brother, tonight we celebrate Black History by really just writing a love letter to Black History. So, my brother, if you are ready, we're going to get out of the way. Spotlight's already on you. Brother, why don't you go ahead and get on down?
I am going to say this in the beginning. Please excuse my voice. I've been kind of under the weather today, but I'm going to try and get this one out there. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Yeah. 300 strong marching in the Selma across Edmund Pettus. Getting into some good trouble. 250,000 filling the mall in Washington to hear a black man speak about a dream. We shall overcome. Three young men trying to do what's right to advance the right to vote. Murdered and buried. Mississippi, goddamn. A white man, a white woman, a black man. Accusations of rape ensued. Lives lost. Black Wall Street and Rosewood. Children's lives taken in the name of racism remember their names. Emmett, George, Trayvon, the Birmingham Four. Lives taken while unarmed, cell phones to New 38 Special. I thought he had a gun. Here, put this one there. The students of North Carolina A&T, the sit-ins at Woolworth. Let me eat like everyone else. Let me sit with everyone else. Am I not a man? Am I not human. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. And that's that piece.
Wow.
I wasn't ready.
Wow. Neither was I. Last thing, go ahead, bro.
King Penn.
Yes, sir.
I'm headed to Selma in 2 weeks. Myself and a group of Prince Hall Masons from New York are going to Selma to do the 59th annual memorial of Bloody Sunday, walking across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. I got to keep my wits about me as I tell you this. I just did a scholarship program for some young brothers in Long Island. One of the young men said in his dissertation that we should disgo because it's trauma. And we shouldn't talk about the past because it's the past. And when I got a chance to speak to them, I said, young brother, I want you to imagine everything that you love right now being taken away from you or being told you can't have it. And you can't have it because you have dark skin. Pick anything you like. They said that you can't have a PlayStation because you're too dark. You can't have internet service because you're too dark. You can't go to the school that you just got a scholarship from because you're too dark. Now imagine having that happen to you over and over again. And it happens to your brother, your sister, and everyone on your street. How would you feel? He said, I'd feel bad. I said, and would you tell somebody about that years later? He said, yeah. Same thing happened then, sir. And while it may have been traumatizing for you to talk about, it was more traumatizing for them to go through. But they went through it knowing that someday you would be born. So no one's going to ever stop talking about it. Because you have people of other ethnicities who will tell you and their children, don't forget the Holocaust. That never happened in this country. And you know about the Holocaust because they make you remember. And you should remember what happened to people who came before you, because someday when every one of us is going to die, your ancestors are going to ask you, what did you do with the freedom that we died for? And I just pray that you have a good answer. So while I'm proud that you got a scholarship, I don't want us to ever forget what happened to the people who died so that you could have a scholarship and I could have this conversation with you. And that means a lot, brother, because at some point in time, well, not some point in time, but I remember in the seventh grade, a white teacher told me that I was nothing and I would grow up to be nothing and I would grow up to be less than a garbage man because I wasn't good in math. And at that day, I set out that I would make sure his prophecy never came true. So when I hear this piece, it strikes a particular chord with me because I'm brought back to so many things that have happened in my short life that don't even compare to what my grandparents went through and the family members that were murdered in the Carolinas because they tried to get other black people to vote. And the fact that in this country, we've only been 8 years. Your piece touches a positive chord, and I'm sorry for taking up so much time, but brother, I respect your pen, and this piece really touches home. I'm going to pause so you don't hear me cry.
King Pen, my brother. It doesn't matter if you was hoarse. It doesn't matter if you was singing with the last breath in your body. It was powerfully necessary. And I really enjoyed this piece. I enjoyed what you brought. Like J-Rob said, just wasn't ready. But all love songs ain't pretty. And our reality of where we are as it pertains to us as a people and what's happened to us for bringing this and sharing this with us, my brother.
It was a pleasure. Is J-Rob still on?
He's here. Might have to unmute.
Hey, J-Rob.
Yeah. I'm right here, bro. I need to just take a minute, bro, because I'm sorry. I apologize. I need to take a couple of seconds, bro.
I have a piece that I just wrote called, and I am going to send it to you. And take it with you when you go across that bridge.
That's a bet.
So I'll send it to you. Ooh. And I'll put this one in the event page.
My man. Pardon me getting emotional, brothers. That's just I wasn't ready for that piece.
It's all good, bro.
But this is what poetry does.
I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. I have mad love for you, bro. Thank you for that piece. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down. And this is what we do. And this brother is my brother from another mother. And I got just as much love for him as if Miss Mary gave birth to him. And I appreciate what you bring to this space that we call the Get Down. That mad love for you, AA.
It was an honor.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Mm.
Now you got to get on over to that Get Down dance floor and you got to compose yourself because they waiting for you out there. They waiting for you. They said what you did last week on a dance floor was something. So are you ready, my brother?
Yeah, I may have to go out there and jump a broom twice or whatever.
My man.
See if we can't pull it out.
Yes, sir.
Somebody call an ambulance.
All right, my brother, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Jesus. Not the ambulance.
On his way to the Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic, my brother. Man.
Welcome to the Get Down, Van.
Party going, man. Let's keep it going. Next up on the mic, hey, man, listen. We got this area code 573 and back. Welcome to the Get Down. Let everybody know who you be. Echo 573, you're unmuted. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello.
Bonjour.
May I skip him, man? Hello?
Oh, they dropped. They got nervous.
Oh, wow.
They got a little nervous. Next up.
It's some teardrops from Anthony.
That's what it is. That's got to be it. We got Epiphany's own host, one half host of the Inspiration Factory. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson. What's good, bro?
J-Rob, the wise son and poetic.
Yes, sir. You know, I just had to put you first because I heard you. I heard you a little earlier, and I felt bad for you. Let me stop. And I figured that would bring you out of the tear mood, but that was a powerful piece that brother just laid upon.
Yeah, incredible.
Yes. I mean, from what I've heard tonight, I can almost see why that other person, that preceding person may have hung up. There's some shoes to fill there. Fortune, thank God it's not a competition. Because, sheesh.
Amen, bro. Amen, bro.
But you notice one
Amen.
Thing out of every piece that I've heard tonight, you can hear the reality of that piece, the passion connected to that piece, those pieces, I should say. You know, so you can tell these are things that were written from the heart, not from the head.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And me being the last minute person like I always am, thank God he helped me this time. I just recently looked to see what the theme was for tonight, about an hour ago, I guess. So I have something that I think is the theme for tonight. I came prepared.
Okay, my brother.
Almost.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wise son.
Yes, the Arnold. Yes, brother, I'm cutting to the chase. It's a love letter to Black history. Yep. Go ahead and get on down, brother.
Correction. Adriano just got off the mic. This is divine intervention. It's okay, brother. I know you're still getting yourself together. It's all right. It's all right.
It's Paul Fenton.
Okay. It's okay.
Spit that poetry, baby.
This piece is called I Remember. To whom it may concern. I wanted to pass on something passed on to me. Something that describes a forgotten genetic intellectual power fused with the DNA of humanity, formed from the firmament that filled what was once void, the very essence of earth, its soil, and the breath of God himself, birthed the existence. The first appearance, if you will, of Hugh Man. Perfection from the start. Melanated, glistening, walking, and talking in companionship with God. And that right there is the source of our less than satisfied, untapped wealth. We holler about tap that ass. But will not be willing to tap that asset that lies abandoned and forgotten, cast to the cobwebs of our minds. We have the DNA of God. His breath gave life to that first human creation. What flows through each of our veins, what exists within each genetic strand, is unrefuted proof. We are of the great I am. We have all that could ever be needed to be more than what we accept today. But until we remember what and whose we are, remember what makes the greatness that we are, the sands of time wove into our existence has embedded our existence from our existence within. Beyond thought, remember. I remember the wisdom radiating tendrils of life received from the strength of her sands, the aroma of her assimilation of complexities of the symbiotic coexistence between the human and she. The richness of her minerals and gems are power, building blocks to the unique, powerful mystery of she. The beginning, present, and future of Black and world history. Throughout our existence, united as one, we stood true and triumphed when our ancestral, spiritually guided morality was met with resistance. I remember the aching of every fiber of my being, both physical and the mental as well. And I, chained up, lined up, ripped up, being deposited upon a fetid, urinated, defecated, blood and life-stained, unforgiving hardwood floor. I remember thinking, this must be hell. I remember that at my darkest hour, I remembered something deeper than memory, something imbued within the soul of my soul. I remember the radiating tendrils of life from the strength of her sands, the winds of wisdom overflowing, the aroma of her assimilation of complexities of the symbiotic coexistence between the human and she. I remember the regal, righteous, symbiotic roots to life's motherland. I remember that despite being severed from her physically, she resides deeper than that. She is one with me. I remember love, and I remember she. And that is what gives me hope. That is what gives me strength and pride. Though it may seem all efforts may be a tad too late, she say, wait and see. Remove your shoes, take your socks off, and become one with she again. Remember, beyond remembering, I extend beneath the waters of separation. I am she, the motherland, Mother Africa, the earth from which God breathed life into his human creation, the father of the Nubian and subsequent nations. Now remember, without thought, without sight, without breath, remember beyond remembering. Remember without sight, without sound or smell. Remember the earth that was used to breathe life into man, the breath of the omnipotent great I am, infused life into Mother Africa's fertile sand. So always remember, she and you are as one. Mother Africa's children, her daughters, her sons. No greater love from earth is there than that of she. A love so true, you cannot separate she from we. You will remember before all is said and done. I pray to God that with this, remembering has begun. Poem.
That's what's up. That's
divine inspiration. You said this,
yes,
that's hot off the press, huh?
Yes, sir. I was just doing my final proofreading when the music stopped and the show actually began. And then I heard everybody before me and start up.
That's all right. That's all right.
But
it's good, man.
I think everybody had a point to make, and they've been made well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Different ink dripping from your quill, my brother. I'm not used to hearing. But I dug where you're going.
I wasn't used to writing.
This is a real cool piece, brother. I really enjoyed this, man. Thank you for this. Thank you. Wise son.
Thank you. Not what I'm accustomed to hear from you, but I like this piece a whole lot coming from you. This is the kind of stuff that I like when I'm telling you, stretch your pen, and you did that in spades. Thank you.
That's
why, bro.
Man, thank you. That's why I've been more active in calling into these other shows, because you have to step outside the comfort zone which is exactly what we're going to be doing tomorrow. On the Inspiration Factory, it's going to be Freestyle Fun Day.
Uh-oh.
We want everybody to come with a freestyle piece. That's what I said, too. Ruh-roh. I don't know where that came from, but it's a thing.
Michael Jackson. That sounds a little
dangerous. You're right. Oh, I have to pray real hard before we start. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Scary, but fun.
Let everybody know when that's jumping off, Paul.
That's jumping off this coming Sunday at 8 p.m., 319-527-6300. You're going to have myself and Mr. Alonzo, and we kicking it off with Freestyle Fun Day. So Automatic, if you out there, this is a challenge to you, my brother. You always want me about freestyling. Come and get some. Can I look in the studio and see that he's not here first? Or is it too late for that?
Yeah, he's not here.
Okay, good. Actually, I want him there so that way he'll be here.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. There's nothing wrong with that. We're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, my brother. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
I most definitely will. Thank you, brother, for the platform. One love, one mic. God bless you.
God bless you, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Divine Inspiration, coming through, blazing it. We're going to keep this party going while Sunday. You okay with that? You okay with us keeping the party going?
Let's do it.
All right. Next up on the mic is our good brother, Sinister Spittle, is in the building. What's good,
Maybe.
Sinister Spittle?
Ah, it's a wonderful day. A wonderful day.
Yes, sir.
It goes to show, you know, as soon as I'm about to go on, the internet kicks off and the phone dies. Traffic call. I'm like, man. It took me a second, too, because I'm really high. So I'm like, what the hell? I got dialing back. I'm like, all right, let me try the other phone.
That's all right, brother. That's all right. You made it. You're here. That's what counts.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. And in honor of our topic, and I agree, both of you gentlemen had a great piece. But then I got to say, man, your piece was phenomenal. I absolutely really admired your piece. The way you put that together was so special.
I appreciate you. Thank you, man. I appreciate you for that.
Well, let me get the dog in the house because I'm walking down the street. Don't you start barking when you get in the house. Come on. Go. All right, so I got a piece for you. It's actually about 8 years old. And it was a challenge by a friend of mine on All Poetry. And I'm going to have to walk over here to the side. And it's actually based off of civil rights and different things like that. And it's called Quiet It or Riot. Are you ready?
All right.
I had myself.
Go ahead and get down, bro.
All right. Quieted or Riot. Under moonlight, I walk through this barren town, a place of dreams that died, spirits kneeling down. The past is prevalent, of which we can't deny. When there's recognition of our failures, souls will fly. A voice of direction blowing through the cold. Winds of change illuminate what all should know and hold. We've settled the strange from the values once were complete. To conquer division, the masses joined must rise upon their feet. A conscious knowledge that is bold. Hold accountable, bells will toll. Burning darkness through the clouds, emerge united on a roll. Empowering one to teach them all to question how we lost. To unjust power voted in, protect to serve, but at what cost? Ones we've looked upon in the long lost United days, flower nation, burnt away.
to bring the solace, breaking our stoic mediation, we take the power and shake this core to its fiber on the ground. No more in shackles with righteous throes being trapped and found. If a martyr is what needs to be, our time is now. The voice of silence no longer wows. The riot has been quieted too long now. We've been divided. Bakri Breeze.
My man.
Why, son?
Explain that division, brother. Explain that division in your poetry. This is absolutely magnificent. I love it. I absolutely love this. Thank you, Sinister.
Appreciate that. That's culture. I've published a piece, but I've never performed it. So I'm glad it went well.
That's all good, brother. You hear it now. I love it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, you want to know what grabbed me about this piece? Was that you actually gave it something different when you delivered it. Because
you're
used to hearing Sinister Spittle a certain way. And tonight, even though this piece is 8 years old, it sounds freshly written to me. And knowing who you are and listening to your work over the years, brother, I love this piece. Because you get in depth and you break it down and you explain something and you change up your whole delivery. I'm like, hold on. I'm like, wait, what? Is this my brother sitting at the spittle spitting this? Bro, this is a dynamic piece of work, man, and you definitely should be proud of it because you wrote it and the message that it sends. Thank you for bringing that and sharing that with us tonight, my brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you for making me take a look back and finding that. And I'm honored to bring it to the stage to you guys. Appreciate you very much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, King.
One love, one mic. Whew, ladies and gentlemen, that's how a brother Sinister Spittle. Man, AJ, tonight feels like last week, bro. Just a little bit, man.
It damn sure does. It damn sure does.
Whew.
Let's keep this party going. Who we got?
Let's keep it going. Next up on the mic, man. Listen, we got Epiphany's own one half host, the other half host of Diva Talk, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, J Rob. Hey, Ben. How y'all going?
Oh, my God.
Don't be mad, baby. You know she called a diabolical delivery maker. You know what I'm saying? She know who the chocolate boy wonder is, baby. Hey, Danielle, how you doing, baby? Looking all delicious. I just want to tell stories to your dreadlocks, baby. You know. Look at you over there, girl. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How y'all doing tonight? This show is absolutely amazing. This topic, I didn't think I was going to be able to accomplish anything tonight. But it's really, really, this is a dope show. The poetry, everything. Man.
And you're here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I made it. You're welcome. I made it. I almost didn't like raise my hand. I'm like, no.
But I see something.
Yeah, but you're here. So it's all good.
I tried.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah,
please.
No. I will not. I'm going to sit silently as you usher her to the stage.
All right, bet to that. Let's do this like we did back in the 70s with Hunky Bear.
Hey, Danielle. Hey, baby, you know it's Black History Month, baby. Baby, we want you to do a favor for me, baby. I want you to write a love letter to Black History for Huggy Bear, baby. Van and J-Rob someplace else. It's just me and you in the room, baby. You know what that shit means. Go ahead and get on down with your sexy self, baby.
Thank you. Dear Black History, I fell in love with you. So I say, always bring me back in black. The beautiful hues of skin tone, though used and abused, and for years and years it was owned, some of it locked away without the possibility of ever seeing the light of day, just for hate's sake and the need to have something for the blame. But Black History, you're the most beautifully balanced and breathtakingly blessed. And I love you because I know this to be true. We shared a lifetime together of ups and downs, our ebb and flow through the plethora of shades of different seasons have always held me down with the cure somewhere for whatever ailment's there. And in the midst of it all, love remained to bring me through. At the end of the day, where some prefer not to look, I have not, I cannot, I will not turn away. Because there's so much to learn and offer to life. Like the music that makes love to my soul and flows with my ink effortlessly. The soul food, the fashion, the dance, and the art, the literature, the theater, the politics, and the poetry from the heart all come from Black History. So I don't just celebrate for a month. I celebrate every day. I am a living, breathing, hip-swaying, light-spreading, love-radiating, naturally kissed by the sun with tangled tresses growing, sometimes even soothsaying. I'm a breath of life from Black History. Some of it ain't been all good, but it definitely ain't been all bad. I am my ancestor's dream, and I will never abandon you because I know that you love me. And that is why I say, always bring me back in black. And that's what you...
Look at you in here talking about bashful
poetry.
Go ahead, man.
No. By all means, you go right on the head, my brother.
This was absolutely brilliant. I love the spacing that you gave this piece. And it's very harmonious in the way that you delivered it. I'm hearing violins and harps when you deliver this. This is beautiful. I love this love letter.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Van. I'm being nice, Van. Go ahead.
I mean, this thing right here is like, whew. I forgot for a minute that she was talking about Black History. And she started talking about, what'd you say? I'm a hip swaying. Can you go through that little line again for me? That line. Yeah, go through that line again for me.
I am a living, breathing, hip swaying, light spreading, love radiating, naturally kissed by the sun with tangled tresses growing. Shit, even sometimes, soothsaying, breath of life from Black History.
Waiter, check please. Got to go. Don't need dessert. It's already been presented. Got to go. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys.
This was amazing. I love this piece. I love what you did with it. I love how you went in with the topic. And you, again,
you know, I know we're talking about Black history, but these are some darn good poems, y'all. Ooh, my God.
Thank you.
Well, Miss Pearl La Negra, before we usher you to the dance floor, can you talk about what you got going on Tiffany Radio, please?
Sure. All right, every Wednesday night, you can catch me co-hosting with my sexy, sultry-voiced diva, Mrs. VIP, in Divas Talk. And as my diva said earlier, sometimes we got a topic, and sometimes it's open mic. But just bring us what you got, because I know you're going to love being in with us. And you can catch me also every Monday night co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury, in King and Queen's Quarters. And that's just bring us what you got. Back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Now, if you don't mind getting on out there to the Get Down dance floor and do what it is that you will do out there, your little hips swinging. Oh, I'm sorry.
Absolutely. I see. I see. But if I said that, I'm just saying.
Oh, thank y'all. Baby.
Don, before you go, I just posted something in the event page specifically dedicated to you. I think you'll like it.
Oh, fuck it. I'm right on over there.
Dang, why, son? I don't even see the event page. Sheesh. See how he do me, y'all? He take this thing just a little bit too far. Just a little bit too far. Too far.
He didn't even tell me in the event
page.
Oh, man.
I'm a bald-headed.
Don't be believing him.
I don't even have a tag. Let me go to my hosting. I got nothing. Mine is black. Ladies and gentlemen.
Lord have mercy.
Miss La Pearl, a negative on her way to the Get Down dashboard. Thank you so much. One love, one night.
You're welcome. One love, one night.
Why are you friends with him? You know he be acting up.
It's too late. She gone. I can't believe you didn't tag me to the event page. I'm out looking for the event page.
I always tag you. That ain't my fault. I always tag you. I can't do this show without you. I always tag you.
We're going to have a discussion about this off air. Next up on the mic, we have Epiphany.
Who we got?
The other half host. The one half, or at least one half host of the Just a Gina Storm show. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the storm is brewing. Gina Storm, welcome to the Get Down. How you doing?
Happy Thursday, my brothers. Y'all, man, it's too much going on in here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to spit my piece. What you mean? I can talk about being black and black history, but these poets did not come to play.
Listen, it's a different energy when you come into the Get Down, sweetheart. It's something different.
Right.
That it is.
It's so high. The bar is so high tonight. I wrote my piece, and I feel like I need to go off the dome. I feel inadequate, like, legit. Is this enough? I have to say, this took a toll of you. You know, when you're not here, I miss you. When you are here, you show up. This is a show-out occasion. I came. I'm primarily to listen. I raised my hand because, I'm supposed to be bringing my children up. I did not merge the fall. I can't do it now because I might accidentally hang you up. And I know how the Blog Talk Lady is. It's 10:06 Central Standard Time. So I will not be merging my children. I'll just have to spit this for them later. But the bar is so high that I'm feeling some type of way, but not. But the way that's best way for me to be, and this is all the time Danielle just said it, it's leave your soul 366, I'm alive, and happily so. I would have loved it.
Love it. Well,
look, I gotta take a breath, y'all. Y'all, you know, I'm smoking big weed, so I had to get my lungs right.
It's all good. It's all good. But
it's all good.
We're dying to hear what you would like to share with us tonight in your love letter to Black poetry. I mean, to not Black poetry, but Black history. So please. Go ahead and get on down.
I can't make it down. Happy Friday Eve, gentlemen. This is my rendering for my love letter to Black history. Dear Black history, I am unapologetically Black. See, I'm always proud, yet not blackety Black. See, I know the people that's always out here screaming this out, I'm Black and I'm proud, but you know, sometimes they watch things that I would find egregious if my ocular nerves and gray matter had to be exposed to it. I would be offended. But, hey, they say, as a matter of fact, I feel like the kind of Black that I am is kind of Black that is loving every aspect. See, as far as I'm concerned, there is no deficit. Being Black is magnificent. I had grandparents who passed the white while riding with their white parents on a train or bus traveling with the rest of them riding in the back. That parent was seen as the help. So to me, Black history then was difficult. I get it. You have to understand, I'm 54 and I can't imagine that scenario. My other family included founding pastors and deacons who were scandalous and mischievous. And I'm showing my generation how to be studious and receptive to knowledge from previous family members. I always share and remember. See, I'm too Black history to allow greatness to transpire without me being born with this fire that lives inside of me and is in here since my conception and will be. So long after I pass away, them knowing that we are the planet's first people, not racist, just Black history loving. To Black history, I love you for reasons that I can't even say, but I know that even though I have Black girl magic, I don't use it because other women use it out of habit. The difference between them and me is I'm the epitome of excellence, buying the Black girl magic, because it's not that it doesn't exist, just you don't have to always tap into it, things that you were born to do. I feel like if I had been born a slave, then I would be the one that would be trying to run away, because I'd like to be dead if I couldn't be free. That just feels like it's the epitome of me. So all I can say is, even though I love mayonnaise, country music, and I'm from the real administration when it comes to Black people who are dancing. But I see my people, I've been doing their thing. I'm thinking, I can't do none of those things. All things change. I can line dance, however. I love country music. And I can step in the name of love because my family, my parents at least, are from Chicago. So I know how to do two things for certain and one thing for sure, and that's being Black. My love all Black. This is my station. To love you, Black history. Every single day of the year. See, I am 366 on the Small House of Poetry AM drive every Monday of my life, but I can wake up and do the damn thing because Savona says this is his eighth year. I'm the great granddaughter of Pullman Porter, three generations of domestics who birthed the two kids. Upwardly mobile family who raised me. My daughter's a medical assistant, and her kids are merely the future. Doesn't seem like a lot to a lot of people, but when you're a lover of Black history, you know that our future is a necessity. They will learn from all of the foundation that was laid down in the tracks. I want to be part of their foundation. I'm just merely a humble poet showing love because my lineage will ensure the Black History World virus is bleeding and cure my Black honor. The oppressors and some of my ancestors would fear. I would always have seen freedom over slavery, and mine would always be near. Sans the fear. I wouldn't care about whether or not they put out the dolls for the fires and promised to hang me from a tree like strange fruit. Because my feet would walk on the ground when I was free, and I would take root. So, Black History, adore you. If you were available just for me, I'd marry you. Black History is the pulse in my veins, butterflies in my tummy, the reason I'm a beast of spades and then rummy. Black History assimilates the gray matter in my brain, upbeat to the downbeat of my heartbeat, the funk in my left eye. Black History is why I am Black History. It's a work of art put together for all of the melanated people to see the future as we stand proud, speak loud, remembering the past, letting the last generation that's struggling to be us. Black History, I believe in you. You paved the way, giving us the blueprint, showing us how, even on February 22nd, 2024 and beyond, you deserve so much more. Allow me to reintroduce you, the Black Queen who is me. I will love you to infinity. You paved the way for all of us. And that on this day, I'm writing my love letter to Black History. It includes me. In a storm, thank you for indulging me in peace.
Wow, son.
Gina, you something different, girl. When you pull pieces like this together, this shows the dexterity of your pen. And I, for one, can appreciate that. No fanfare, none of that other shit. I'm just going to cut to the chase and tell you I enjoy your material. And when you do stuff like this, this is what I gravitate towards when it comes to you. So thank you.
Thank you, Officer. Why, son, you have to understand that means the world to me because I think a lot of people forgot I was a poet. Like, I can write poetry, too. And even if it takes me 5 minutes and it takes you 5 days, use the timeline that I use. Just know it comes from the same place. We have a passion for this. This is who we be, poets. And this ain't just Black History. We're Black History. Thank you.
Amen. Poetic.
Gina's been a Gina. Let me just start by saying I really dug this piece. I enjoy what it is that you do. And when you do stuff like this, man, and you get into a certain vein and you just start going in, and it's real easy to get lost in your descriptiveness and the transparency and the fact that you're like a freestyle queen. So when I tell you I got to go back and listen to it again, because I'm sure there were some nuggets that I missed, but I really enjoyed this piece because you're amazing. So thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, thank you, Poetic. Man, you already know. Like, I'm a fan of you brothers. I love poetry. I love epiphany. I love being Black. A love letter to Black History for me, it felt like a necessity, and I'm not sure. So I thank you guys. Oh, I got to shout my blah, blah out.
yeah.
Just damn being a show. Epiphany Universe, here at the For Real Entertainment Network. You can catch us at 319-527-6300 at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. I don't know what the topic's going to be. We had a great topic last week. Thank you, Van, for letting us pick your spot, because we got thrown off. I don't know what happened. It just happened.
Man, listen, but, listen. That topic and that conversation. Listen. I had to be like, ooh, wait a minute.
Right. But I want to share something with you, brother. So this Sunday night in the living room on Clubhouse, Small House of Poetry, I will be your host. And what I'm asking for the price of admission, because I used to do this in the new joint some years ago. So if you would like to sit a piece, I'm going to need a black fat. Because I'm going to do a black fat show with E. Browns of Poetry. You want to get on the mic? I need a black fat. That one, let's go. You on the couch? That one, let's go. You on the couch? I get 3-4 poets. I can speed round. I'm going to give the rules. I'm going to get you on the mic. Let's go. But I'm going to need a black fat. You can't just sit down and sit your piece. I need that black fat show about you.
I love it. And I'm going to do a pop-up
on the 29th, because it's a leap year, on the 29th, Small House Poetry, time to be determined, because I wake up at, you know, noonish. So sometime on that day, I'm going to do a pop-up at Clubhouse Small House Poetry. I will present doing the pop-up shop, and we're going to do a Black History Month facts show with speed round of poetry based on the black facts that I see. So it'll be the same you did, just on 2 days. There was like a lot of heavy lifts, and I was like, nah, that's just the level of black that I am this year. Let's go. So I appreciate y'all. See you next Saturday. See you this Sunday and every Monday morning. We're not just black in the world. We're black all 365 for 366 this year. I will have a fresh new black sex at the AM Drive Small House of Poetry. So in the 15th universe, catch me on Saturday night and everywhere else. You can just find me where poetry is, because I love this and I love y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm on her way to the Get Down dance floor. Catch her this coming Saturday, Tiffany Radio, her and Jess J. Next up on the mic, we got Epiphany's Own. Listen, y'all. Listen, this brother came into the network, started with one show, said, you know what, I'm going to revamp this thing, and I'm going to turn it into something else. We give you the host, Smoking Spit, Paul Crane. What's good with you, bro?
What's good, brothers? What's good, man?
It's good to hear
Peace, King.
Man.
How you making out?
Oh, man, I'm great. I'm sitting here enjoying me a nice stick, listening to the poetry. And just, the vibe on this show is just amazing. Like, I'm loving it.
Appreciate that, brother. We thank you for coming through to help
nice.
Make it so.
Nice. You know this ain't going to be a good party unless you walk in the door.
I appreciate that, bro.
Stop playing. You already. And just because it's you, you know our brother got another stick with your name on it, because I had to find something in my arsenal that fit what my brother was going to do if he graced the Get Down this evening. So.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Because it's you, I got a Camacho. I got a Camacho,
oh, okay.
Connecticut Fuente. Yeah. We want to do this Camacho because
I'm
it's
looking
you.
Forward to that. I'm looking forward to that one.
And when I meet you in person, bro, you're going to love the selection I'm going to put in your lap. I ain't even giving you a hug. I'm just giving you cigars.
I appreciate that, man. I love you, big bro.
I love you more, man. Well, listen, I know it's my turn, but you know what tonight is, man. Tonight, hey, listen, we want you to write a love letter to black history. So me and Van and Vinny, we want to get out the way, brother, and we want you and the microphone to merge, become one, and get on down.
All right. Dear Black History, before I get into the true reason of why I have written this letter to you, allow me first to say thank you for everything you have done and for every struggle you had to endure just so that I wouldn't have to. From the bottom of my cracked heart, I say thank you But the reason of this letter is to apologize to you for my actions towards you when I was growing up. See, first and foremost, I want to apologize for every single hour you have worked your fingers to the bare bone just so that some of us today can complain about getting up for work. I apologize for singing We Shall Overcome and lift every voice and sing in every Black History program at every Black church without ever being taught the real meaning behind the music. I apologize for being satisfied with the comfortable, limited lessons taught to me as part of the mandatory curriculum during the month of February that we accepted as a gift to coddle the guilt of a politician whose skin looks nothing like mine. I apologize for wanting my junior high to teach me more than just Martin Luther King having a dream. He wasn't your only dreamer. I wanted to know the dreams of Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey, Nelson Mandela and Bob Marley, but unlike the names of those heroes, I cowardly sat with my mouth closed and accepted their watered-down version of his story instead of my history. And for that, I am so sorry. And I'm begging your forgiveness. But I want you to know something, though. I have taken the necessary steps to prevent my children from ever wondering what their true connection to you really is. I recently told them about Clementine Hunter, a woman without the ability to read or write, but blessed with a gift to turn basic colors into extravagant pieces of art that is still sought after today. When I told them that she was my great-great-grandmother, that beautiful light that formed in their eyes made me so proud. It reminded me of me when I finally took time to truly know you for myself. That wonderful feeling you blessed me with, I now get to share with my children. And for that, Black History, I say thank you. For that, Black History, I say I love you. And I promise to continue to add to you so that my children we'll be able to share you when it's their turn to teach. Again, I say thank you. Sincerely and forever grateful, Paul Cram, the poet. In peace.
I'm going to need you to start putting warning labels on some of these pieces because you know I'm an emotional wreck when it comes to stuff like this. And I can't be having my brother spitting something like this. And you know where my headspace goes when we doing this kind of thing. So you gotta like let me and Van know, be like, listen, like if you say get a seatbelt, I know to strap in because it's about to be something crazy. If you tell me it's gonna be a bumpy ride, it might be a little joking in between. But if you tell me that you got rocket fuel, that means you're about to go in. So you just went in. And went in well. I didn't even like the cigar. I put the cigar down because this piece was really captivating. And I'm sorry for skipping ahead of Van, but this piece had my attention like, hey, listen. And it's pieces like this that make me go back in the lab and stretch it a little more. And because of this piece and what you and what Anthony Arnold dropped in that collabo, but specifically all three of y'all, right at this time, I'm gonna jot something down, and I'm hoping I don't offend anybody. But I'm inspired to go in a little heavier than what the piece that I dropped this evening. So thank you for this.
Offended never. That honored feeling.
Man. You know how much I love you, bro.
You know, mm-hmm. Brother, you had said something, Paul Cram, a while back. You said you didn't know how to really dive into your well of writing love poems. That's not your forte.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you do, right? You said that, right?
I remember saying this. Yes, I remember.
And then we give you, tell you to write a love letter to Black history. And if this is how you write love letters, I don't know if you write a mushy love letter.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get all sappy on us.
Yeah, don't do that. because this piece right here, bruh, this is a different side of love. And the fact that you just gave it so much by putting your personal life into it. Bro, you spit this, you share this with your kids, for generations they'll be talking about this piece. That's how serious it is. So, brother,
thank you.
Truly phenomenal, bro. Truly phenomenal, man. And I dig this. I love it. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Much love, much gratitude and appreciation. Man.
Your man yeah. Coming here, he's like, I think I got this, the secret combination to the atom bomb. There you go.
Right.
Boom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm gonna be straight
he got
up.
Some nerve.
Like, all right, we're not. When I saw the flyer, I didn't read it. I didn't read the flyer at all. But I started paying attention in the chat. And when La Perla Negra said what she said, I was like, oh, that's right. That's something else. So I hit her up and flat out told her, like, I'm struggling. Like, I don't know what to do. But she's so positive. Like, she's so positive, man. The energy that just comes from that woman, man, from all these miles away is just amazing. And I don't know. I sat down and I started writing. La Perla Negra. Like, I love her. And she just hit me up and told me, you know, basically she just calmed me down. And I sat down and I wrote the piece. And I finished the piece about, in fact, I finished the piece in the middle of Anthony Arnold spitting. I just completed the piece. Well, found a stopping point.
You know Van wrote all that shit that La Perla Negra said, right?
Nah, bro. Don't.
I couldn't hold it. I tried. Yo, Paul Craig, you should have laughed. You should have laughed.
Man, I could, nah, man, y'all be on it.
I tried, man. As soon as he laughed, I had to let it go. But yeah. Oh man, I say
yeah.
No more. Go ahead, man. My bad.
Nah, you good, bro. You want to keep having me right here, right? One day I'm going to write everybody a piece for the show. Keep playing. One of these days I'm going to do it. One of these days.
I'm looking forward to that.
One of these days. But Paul Cram, my brother.
Yeah.
You got something special about to happen this coming Tuesday. Would you mind letting the Epiphany Radio Universe know what that will be?
This coming Tuesday, February 27th, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, once again will present Smoking Word Open Mic, hosted by myself, Paul Crown, the poet. And What we're going to discuss, I want you to call in and I want you to tell me, because all of us, our pieces mean something to us. But I want to know, what do you feel like your pieces provide your listeners? So call in, you know the call-in number, hit me up. We start at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Those of you who love the cigars like me and my big bro, Make sure you got your sticks ready. The bourbon will already be ready. And join me at the Bourbon and Bars Lounge.
Love it.
All right, my brother. Love it. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Make sure y'all tune in. Brother, we're going to get you one over to the Get Down dance floor, man. When I tell you, it's a party out there. It is a party out there. So, my brother, stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you, as always, man, for being as dynamic as you are, man. And one love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother, Paul Cram, on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Check him out this coming Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Whew, man. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Inkwell with your host, Miss Lips. Saturday night, Just Jay and Gina Storm show. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, we had King and Queen's Quarters with Sergio and La Pearl, or La Negra. And then we got Tuesday. You just heard my man, Paul Cram. If you like what the brother spit, make sure you tune in. Show him some love on his show. And then Wednesday night, we got Divas Talk with La Pearl, La Negra, and Mrs. VIP. And then next Thursday, y'all, the Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And since that happens to be the last Thursday of the month, will be the open mic show, which is going to be the prelude to the month of March with the Get Down. What will be in store? No prompts, no scripts, no write to this, no... It's going to simply be pure poetry sessions.
Hmm.
So it might just be a cipher. It might be a couple of speed rounds. It's going to be whatever happens, whatever how the flow goes. Pure poetry is going to be on deck. And I don't know about my brother, but I am super excited for that show, for the month of March. Super excited. Watson, how you feel about that, bro?
Can't wait. Can't wait. Listen, I know what we are capable of. And to have other people come in and dig what we do, have regular guests come through, dig what we do, have people just come in and dig what we do. When we do what we do, it proves why we do the Get Down the way we do it. Next month is going to be insane. We're going to end Black History Month on such a high note. Y'all may need to get, you know, you may have to get some, what's it called there, flight arrangements so y'all can catch up to how high we about to get it and just leave it up there for a little while. It's going to be crazy. March is going to be insane. And April, I'm not even going to tell you what's coming. Just strap in. Because we're going to be on rocket fuel.
April is special, bro. Your boy is 5-0. April is special.
Yeah. All right. So last words, we're going to start with my brother, as always, Wise Son. Talk to him, bro.
Let me start by telling every single one of you how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, how much I enjoy the fact that you did not see it to be robbery to spend your time with us and to share with us your poetry. You tune into the Get Down, you hear laughter, you hear some tears, you hear some oohs and ahs. This is what we do. You never know who you're going to touch out there, folks. And poetry is just a way to let go whatever's on your mind for a couple of hours. And I'm glad you spent a couple of hours with us. Van Meadows, words do not describe how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, and how much I treasure you. I can't do this show without you, bro. And until God says otherwise, count me into the co-pilot seat forever. Let's continue to do what we do until the poets continue to stretch your pen, join me in Van, and let's make history. I love y'all. Van Meadows, let's see you, sir.
Thank you, good brother, man. I love you too, man. This is a, I got to tell you, man, these last, wow, 4 or 5 years sitting next to my brother here. It's been an amazing ride, man. And I tell you, man, I have so much fun and I get so much life when I sit here and listen to my brother do his thing. And then I hear you guys come in and do your thing. Bro, I love you, man, to the moon and back. I don't care how you could be upset with me. You cannot like me, but ain't going to change the fact that I love you, bro. And, you know, to the Get Down audience, to the poets, to the Epiphany family, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. This is your network. We just manage it. So anytime you come through here and you decide you want to spit, you want to lay something on us, that's what we're here for. You know, sometimes you just need a mic to let some stuff go. So that we're here so that you can do that. You know, Blog Talk be trying to send the technical difficulties, be trying to shut us down, fighting and keep coming back. So we will see y'all tomorrow on the Inkwell. Make sure you tune in. One love, one mic, and always remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Good night, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.